You're listening to the Second Life Podcast Network.
Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. The real Lawrence Simon, not this other... Never mind. Normally, you'll hear a 100 Word Story all by its lonesome. But it's Saturday, and that's the day we have the weekly challenge. I post the topic, and you have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. Sounds fun, doesn't it? Who picked this topic, pen and ink? Was it Tom Marquette? It was Tom of Footnote. He picked the topic of pen and ink. We got a bunch of stories in. Welcome back, everyone. Let's see, who goes first? Well, it's the winner of last week, and that's a tie! Yay. The tie is between Liana of Hodgepodge Point and Tom of Footnote. But we're going to let Liana go first, okay? Congratulations, you two. And, man, just long week, sorry. By the way, if you didn't know already, the singer at the beginning of the podcast, a Second Life Podcasting Network, and the winners aren't even in Second Life. You see, you don't even have to have a Second Life to be a winner in the first. But still, if you want to check out some more podcasts, writing and such, slpodcast.net. And there's also my directory. But also, if you go to the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and look, there's going to be links to everybody's story, the text, everything, the whole machine. You know I'm losing it when I can't even say shmageggy. Let's all say it together. 1, 2, 3. Shmageggy. Anyway, here's Liana's story, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hey everyone, Liana here from Hodgepodge Point. I promise to get a new episode up this weekend, even if it kills me and I'm known as the podcaster who died from podcasting. However, it's not going to happen tonight. For this week's challenge number 94, Pen and Ink, I have the following story titled, Love of Art. The shopkeeper pulled a pen and inkwell from under the glass counter. Take this and use your favorite pad of paper to draw your dreams. The shopkeeper packed up the merchandise and handed it over to Fiona. Just remember the potency wears off within hours. Go home and imagine. Fiona did just that, only to return to the shop minutes before closing. The shopkeeper looked up at her strange new companion and smiled. How did it go? Huge problem, Fiona huffed. He's perfect, except he's purple. It won't wash off. That's what you get for drawing on frilly colored paper.
Thank you, Liana. I like that one.
You'll come back. I know you will.
You can check out more from Liana when she's actually podcasting at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. Another person at Libsyn whose podcast keeps dropping from iTunes. I'm getting really, really, really sick of iTunes. Who isn't? And now with Microsoft and Yahoo coming together, and then Google Reader screwing up, and then, well, I like Podcast Ready, but they're on the chip, and it's not on my iPod, and if I put on my iPod, Caleb's got bricked a year ago, and I'm not going to risk that. I'm just going to go back to radio. Well, anyway, here's Tom, the co-winner this week. It's his topic, so let's see what he's done with it.
Hello, night people. This is Tom, and I have a story for you tonight. Title is, Less Quill in Hand. The nun said the use of a ballpoint pen would ruin my penmanship. That vessel sailed long before the world was buried in Bix. The ball of ADD, dyslexic contrails, which is my brain, never got the hang of laying pen to paper. I was never patient enough to master the zen of pen and ink. It was always about body mechanics, from the finger to the shoulder. It was about floating perpendicularity, as precise as a marine drill sergeant. But most important, it was the feel of metal gently biting the surface of pulp, a conscious contact of externality.
Cool. I like the imagery in that one, Tom. Awesome. Thank you, Tom. You can, where'd my script go?
Where's the script? Are the writers on strike?
Thank you, Tom and Liana. The text for each story is in the show notes. They're at podcastingisfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's homepage or podcast or whatever they sent in for me to link. Alrighty, it's time for the rookies. Now, we did get a rookie in this time. We got one in. The thing is, they did not send in a recording of the story. This is Storm Thunders from the blog Eye of the Storm. Okay, was I dramatic enough there? However, I like this one so much, and I'm going to break my rules. I'm going to try reading this one myself, and I hope I don't totally blow this one. So here we go with a story by Storm Thunders. I dream in colors, to the rhythm of the needle against their skin, tapping, trapping ink beneath the layers, freeing secrets. The bells jingle. Usually they come asking for butterflies or skulls or lovers' names. I look over to see another who's heard the whispered rumors and come seeking. My inks mix with their blood, creating colors and lines showing the indelible marks within. Inner beauty, hidden scars, buried secrets. My pen flows, illuminating their truths. This one I refuse. I speak her name aloud, shocking tears from him. I will not damn. Make amends before you face my needles. I hope I totally didn't blow that one. It's amazing. If you have, I'd like to hear other people's takes on that one. It's interesting. I end up William Shatnering all of these. Or as I hand them off to Planet Z. But you can check out more from Storm Thunders and their adventures in Second Life at, I think it's slstorm.blogspot.com. The link is in the show notes. Now on to the veterans, and the most veteran of all the music men, Guy David. He's taken a break from Night Guy and Electronica and the Steamroller and all that, and he's focusing on Dr. Petza, which is taking all of his 100-word stories and putting them into Hebrew. And, folks, it's kind of a shocker. But you can find the Leaping Off Point at GuyDavid.com, and also in the meantime, hey, if you need music, give him a yell. All right, here is Guy David's story, and I'm hoping that I actually hit the record button here. It's been that kind of week.
Hi, everyone. I've been listening to the Long Way From Home album by Love Spirals, and it triggered something special. So I'll just put the Motherless Child track from that album and read it to you. Bleeding blue, blue ink of pain, pouring rain. Where does all this sadness come from? Time have sharpened the pencil, wrote my life and laughed. And now my pen is bleeding red. A scream of anguish, the rage of time passing, and the stone wall, unbreakable wall. My pen is bleeding blue, blue ink of pain pouring rain. On wet paper, the wetness of tears. Maybe I could drown like Alice, maybe disappear. But where would I go? I can't run away from my past. So I stay in the present, bleeding the blue blood of a pen.
Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone.
Seriously heavy, man. Wow. Cool. Also, you got Angie B of Love Spirals in there. Although, I think she's mad at me. Every time I try to say something nice, I screw it up. And then she's like, yeah, I'm probably screwing this up right now. I always do. It's just some people that, you know, it's not their fault. It's mine. You just kind of, everything you try to do that's nice and just play around and be a little silly, and they just don't understand. And
Angie, I'm so sorry.
Actually, I'm seriously sorry. But thank you very much, Guy. And looking forward to hearing more of Dr. Petsa, even though my Hebrew is so rusty. I mean, I have to get new keyboards from all the iron filings that clog up the keys. That's okay. If you did it in French, I'd probably... The pickle illuminated 17... What? Huh? Crap. Resulta Vista. Alrighty. And you can check out more from Guy David at guydavid.com. Who's the next victim? It's Terry from the Old Coop podcast. And you know what? Hold on a second here. Y'all are gonna... As I said, I've been having problems with iTunes. You know, I put a podcast in there and then it goes BOOM! And, I'm just really... I mean, I've got podcast ready. I've got blog lines. And I've got iTunes. And you would think, with all of these going at once, I wouldn't miss a thing. You know, I don't want to miss a thing. But guess what? I lose. So what I'm doing is doing copy link location, advanced, subscribe to podcast. You are going to stick in there, and you're not going to drop out. What I'm going to do is just hit get all, get, and just get them all. You see, I actually subscribe to people's podcasts when the dang thing doesn't break. Is there a way to do subfolders in iTunes to organize these things? Let me see. Right click. Nope. No way to organize these things. Gee, they really make it easy. I thought Apple was all about the interface, you know? Anyway, enough of my rambling and ranting. You come here for stories. And here is Terry of the Old Coot podcast at oldcootcast.com.
Hi, this is Terry T. from the Old Coot Cast at oldcootcast.com. Here's my weekly challenge, number 94, pen and ink. It's entitled Stranded.
Day 1, May 13th, 2012. I have found myself alive and still breathing after crash landing on the planet Mars. I think the cause was a malfunction of the guidance system in the ship's main computer. The craft is a total wreck. It has split up in several sections with parts of it burning after spotting signs of smoke on the horizon. My command module has sustained damage but seems to be still pressurized, and I have enough water and air for several days. With the other wreckage burning, I have to assume that there is oxygen in the atmosphere. Now all I need to know is how much and how to extract it. I have tuned my radio, which looks as if it's still functioning, to SOS, but God only knows if anyone will hear it. My next chore is to suit up and explore the wreckage for usable equipment. I wish I only had pen and ink to set this record down on paper. This is Captain Josh Jones, Earth Space Command, signing off.
Whoa, that was cool. We're getting some really good ones this week, guys. Maybe we should have more, you know. And actually, next week's topic, I've already done the numbers, and we're going to have another kind of combo kind of one. So this is going to be cool. Thank you, Terry. You can check out more at oldcootcast.com. And you heard me go through the hassle, the horror, the pain of putting the podcast into iTunes. By the way, if you want to make it easy for people to get your podcast through iTunes, let's see, what's the way to do it? I think it's like right-click. No. Hold on. Right-click. Show description, right? No. Right-click. Where the heck is it? Right click. Something. I'm no good at this. Apple, you're supposed to be all about the interface. Oh, wait. Podcast feeds iTunes. Click on his page. He's got a link. This is what happens when I... Never mind. All right. How about we try another story so that I can go back and edit all this out, you know? Next up is Houston Keys of Tater Tots for the Masses. And this is his delightful epic tale.
Hello, my name is Stephen Hawking, and Houston has asked me to resort to pen and ink and recite some of my original poetry. Her skin glistened in the moonlight, my heartbeat quickened as I soaked in her beauty. My wandering gaze moved from her lips, to her plunging neckline, to her...
Steve, man, sorry. This just isn't working.
What do you mean?
It just sounds, I don't know, creepy.
Fine, jerk. The next time you need assistance with astrophysical theory, you may go elsewhere, you small-minded cube-dwelling, thick-browed technical support drone.
Okay. Thanks anyway, Steve.
Why does everyone have to beat up Stephen Hawking? Oh, I know why, because he can't hit back. Boy, am I going to get letters from Stephen Hawking on that one. SF. Thank you, Houston Keys. You can check out more from TaterTotsForTheMasses.com. Not just for the elites. No, that's not how we roll. It's for the masses. Take a deep breath here. A little bit of neck stretching. Man, what a week. What a freaking week. I had over 100 tickets a day. Just, man, ouch. Next up is Ellison. You can check out more from Ellison at ellison1.blogspot.com. Also, he's got a link to his Sunday radio show thingy. And it is podcasted. Hold on. Face for radio yet again. Hold on. We're going to go there. Radio Sandy Springs. Who's Sandy Springs? Just kidding. All right. Podcast. Podcast Professional Services. No, I want the... Okay, visit Netcast Network. Here we go. All right, hold on. Book Talk, Art Talk, Sydney Pike, Animal Hour, Integrity in Business, Escapes, Public Access. Come on, where... Hold on. Okay, I don't see him on the list here. Where are you on the list? Where are you on this podcast list, Steve? Well, he'll probably reply within the comments or something and let you all know. And hopefully I'll get a link to his podcast in here. Because his stuff is really good. And also, I'll admit it, on Sundays I get a little... Anyway, here is Ellison's story just for you.
Hello, this is Ellison. Welcome to Weekly Challenge number 94 at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The topic of this week's challenge is pen and ink, and my submission is entitled Antique. A few cycles ago, I was glimming the morning speed text where I saw the most intriguing ad. Portable information storage system. Requires no batteries. Stores images or alphanumeric characters with equal ease. Data retrieval uses principle of selective reflection in conjunction with electromagnetic radiation source not included. Access any part of your database with simple manual operation. Available pre-programmed with large variety of software. Store below 451 degrees F. I had to have one. I scanned my credit chip and waited for the transmuter to zoop it. It was a book. I was mesmerized. What primitive beauty. The pen and ink come tomorrow. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison signing off.
And speaking of books, you can get Ellison's Shorts in a Wad by going to his site, ellison1.blogspot.com. It's a deal at any price, including 17 gold bars and a pile of rubies. Thank you, Ellison. There, I did a commercial. If any of you need me to do commercials, I can do much, much worse than that. Next up is Caleb Bullen of the Black Tie Martini Club Oddcast. And he's doing this cool project. He's taking old radio scripts, bringing in all sorts of podcasters and Second Lifers, and making cool things of them. The recent one is one Lifeboat. Like the Lifeboat Mutiny, I think it is. And it's got a bunch of cool folks in there, and you're going to really enjoy it. And it's at blacktiemartiniclub.com. I wasn't in this one because I didn't want to hijack it, but I'm going to do one of the next ones. Maybe I'll do the part of a little girl with a lollipop and dancing around. Wee-hee! Or not. Probably wind up being the person who gets blown up. Okay, well, here's Caleb and his story.
In the immortal words of Jane's Addiction, I was standing in the shower thinking about what makes a man. And now, I'm no foreign leader, but I'm thinking about power. And the water is so fucking hot. The water is so fucking hot. It beats upon my neck, and I'm pissing on myself, standing in the shower, thinking about this 100-word story, which is going to be barely as long as this introduction.
Hey, Merle, come here. What's all that ink doing in the pig pen?
That ain't ink, Josephus. That's oil.
Oil?
Black gold, Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's made oil, man.
Okay. So, Merle, what's all that oil doing in the pig pen?
Well, either we struck oil and we're going to be filthy rich and never have to work another day in our lives, or one of the robotic pigs has blown a gasket. Now, which do you think it is?
Aw, Merle. Those goddamn robotic pigs are more trouble than they worry.
And remember, they make the best robotic bacon. Thank you, Caleb. You can check out more from Caleb at blacktiemartiniclubodcast.com. And go to Google and look up Black Tie Martini Club Players, and you will find scripts that you can sign up for and provide parts for. It's the first one came out really, really cool, and I enjoy it. And it's a ducky is a lifeboat sail. That was cool. And then, like, you know, Raz is the voice, and hey, anything that has Guy David in it, just his voice is smooth like butter. All right, before we get into the, you know who's going to be last, you know, always. Before we get into that, SpaceCasey.com is a project by Christiana Ellis. And I've been providing the voice of Car Stew for that, and I was in the first two episodes, and then I was gone. And Car Stew actually got irritated, and he called in and made the case for season two to be all about him. And finally, Christiana relented. She was so sick, he wore her down, and he's back in episode 9. So check it out at spacecasey.com. Also going to be on the radio show, but it's a short radio show. And it's jam-packed with guests, so all I'm going to end up doing is Ed McManning it. You know, like, hey, you're a collector. Give me another flag and a Budweiser and, you know, what can I punch? And it's going to be cool. And I'm still trying to come up with concepts for iPod Jacker. But I am doing some more movie clips and silly demonstrations, along with Stuart Wharf when he blows things up. And I'm putting those up there. And maybe there's talk about maybe a silly, you know, kind of a hodgepodge kind of Second Life vidcast. McKinema sort of, I'd provide the stupid ones, and then everyone else would provide the cool ones. But I don't know, whatever, who knows. I like the building with Worf ones. It shows practically what to do, and then, you know, I end up spoofing them with, and Torley, and how to do stupid things. But anyway, enough blithering around. You've all waited for this moment to hit the stop button. It's Planet Z.
Back in the wild days of the word slingers, pens for hire would ride the range, silver pocket protectors in their button-down shirt pockets. They'd square off on Main Street at high noon, standing there tall, staring each other down, their fingers twitching at their sides, ready to reach for their magnificent pens. All around, the townspeople watched. The local newspaper's literary critic measuring out column space for the loser. They draw. Ink flies. Harsh words are exchanged. One man goes down. Get this man an editor. He arrives too late. The victor bows his head and writes the epitaph.
What kind of man tracks a Western to Tchaikovsky instead of Aaron Copland, you madman. And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories about pen and ink. Thanks to everyone who participated this week, and good luck in the voting. The voting? Well, that takes place on the website, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week, and the winners will get one. All right, I've got like 3 sets of refrigerator magnets I need to send out. And, look, if you haven't received them yet, send me your address one more time, and I'll get them out to you. What am I doing? What am I doing wrong? I've got a notepad here, I can quite literally put them into a folder, and I just...
Maybe if I subscribe to him in iTunes.
Yeah, great. Just what we need. Apple handling the mail. Anyway, you can subscribe to the podcast RSS feed up at the site. You can one-click subscribe in iTunes as opposed to going through all the rigmarole of trying to add in the feed and making folders. Blah. There's also one-clicks for Podcast Ready and all sorts of other sites, including Podcast Pickle, which I need to get back in the forums there, because I need to get back in the forums there. The music for the opening and closing were provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Good stuff. There'll be the usual stuff tomorrow, and then on Saturday, another one of these weekly challenges. I'm going to post the topic in a little bit. Thank you for listening. Keep track of all the latest Second Life podcasts at slpodcast.net or the directory that I'm running off of secondlife.isfullofcrap.com. You'll hear lots of good stuff. And don't forget the podcast that all of these wonderful people are producing for you. And they're in the show notes. So that's it. Thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief. Closing.